Good evening, Pacifica listeners. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee of August 26, 2014. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the interim chair for this year until we elect a permanent chair. Our secretary is Kim Kaufman, and this is the Audit Committee for 2014.
I'll take the roll.
Okay, Kim, you want to call roll?
Carolyn Burden. Fred Blair.
Here.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Here.
Jane Gatewood.
Present.
Donald Goldmacher. William Heerwagon.
Here, present.
Kim Kaufman here. Hank Lamb.
Here.
Frank Lefevre. Robert Mark.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes. All right, we have quorum.
Thank you, Kim. Well, the first item on after roll call is approving the agenda. I have a tentative agenda. I'll just read it off. I haven't sent it out, though I could send it out to the committee. Approval of minutes. Set the date for the next meeting in September. Report by chair of info from CFO and auditor. Election procedure for election of chair of audit committee. And the last item on the agenda would be the 990 and 199 tax returns that I sent out to the committee yesterday. Is there any additions or changes to the proposed agenda? Here, I'm actually going to... I'm not hearing any voices. Am I still live on the stream?
Yes, there's no objection.
Okay, then the agenda is approved. Kim, you sent out the minutes from last month's meeting. Did everybody get the minutes from July, the July audit?
Maria Elena here from KPFT Houston.
Welcome, Maria. We're live on the stream. We're just approving we've just approved the agenda. Does anybody want to make any changes or additions to the minutes as presented to the committee from July? Okay. I hear none. The minutes, therefore, the minutes are accepted for the July meeting. Next item on the agenda is next month's September meeting. I'm just trying to look that up right now. That would be, I see here that should be the 22nd of September.
22nd of Monday.
I'm sorry, You're correct, Brenda. I was just looking it up in my calendar. It's the 23rd of September, which is a Tuesday, the fourth Tuesday of the month. Is there any comments on the next month's meeting? We've set that for the year, so the fourth Tuesday of every month. So... the public has noticed that there will be an audit committee meeting on September 23rd, the fourth Tuesday of next month. Okay.
This is Lawrence.
Welcome, Lawrence. You're on. We're live on the stream.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess we go immediately to the chair's report. It's going to be fairly short, and it's sort of ad hoc by me. I was tasked last month with contacting the auditor and getting some status on the audit. I did talk to the auditor, and I sent him an email with my remembrance of our conversation, which he then annotated with his corrections. I then sent that conversation to the P&B directors because it was just before the P&B meeting where our CFO spoke about update on the audit and our tax returns. So I thought it was appropriate for that. About the most I could say is the auditor wasn't really sure when the audit would start, but it appears that it's going to start sometime in September. I think a more precise, a better idea for the committee members would be if you the last night's email from Raul had his latest information on the status of the audit, and I think you should consult that for the most up-to-date information. On the election for chair of the audit committee, I sent an email to both Margie Wilkinson and
On that last item, can we have just a little bit of discussion?
You want to wait for me to finish my report and then have a discussion?
Okay.
Or do you want to proceed immediately to discussion?
No, I'm sorry. I thought it was a separate agenda item you were moving into, but I may have...
Well, I just wanted to make a... Yeah, I'm just about finished. Okay. I just wanted to make a short comment that on the election, I've gotten several emails, people stating that they haven't received their election ballots. I did send an email to Margie Wilkinson and Serene Roberts, who are the two two officers of the P&B, that we needed to have an STB email ballot election for the chair, and I got confirmation that they would proceed with that. Obviously, I've heard back from them. They've been busy and they've dropped the ball on that. And they haven't followed up on that. That's about it. I'll open the floor now for discussion of my report back from talking with the auditor, and also from I think that should include the latest email from Raul to the committee. So I open the floor on the discussion of the status of the 2013 audit. All right, do we have anybody for the stack on that?
Jane Gatewood. And then
hey,
Brenda.
Dana and Brenda. Okay.
And back.
Hank Lamb, okay. Jane, why don't you, if there's any additional people,
yes.
Speak up when you have a chance. Jane, you have the floor.
Maria Elena on the stack.
Maria?
Maria Elena Castellanos on the stack.
Yeah, I've got you, Maria.
And this is John.
Maria Elena.
I'm sorry, that was John.
Yeah,
my first name
Goldmacher.
Is Maria Elena. My first name is Maria Elena.
Maria Elena. I'm sorry,
thank you.
I'm sorry to misspell. And that was what's Hairwalk, and what's your first name?
John Goldmacher.
Oh, I'm sorry, John Goldmacher.
John Goldmacher.
Okay. Jane, you have the floor.
Fred, I think it'd be beneficial if we were to generate questions that and get a follow-up report from Armenina and Raul, whoever you end up asking the questions to. Here at WPFW, there's been a lot of concerns about the year, the transactions that occurred during the year that's being audited. A lot. And I think that if there, I would like some clarity as to whether, I know that, yeah, I would like some clarity as to exactly what the auditors plan to do in terms of site visits to stations and if anything is planned for WPFW. That's a question that I have. I'd like answered by Armenino. And the other question I have, I received somebody, I think Kim forwarded to us some comments that were made by a member who looked at the 990s that were filed. And there were some rather, what appeared to be some rather glaring errors. And I would like to see a comment from both Raul and, well, I suppose Raul, if he was the one who prepared it, and or Armenino, if they were involved with the filing of that 990, just commenting on the information that we were given. Somebody pointed out what appears to be some rather glaring errors. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Jane. Let me follow up a little bit. Yesterday I sent out two 990s. The one that was publicly posted on the Pacifica.org website, which any of you can download directly, and a copy directly from Raul. It appears that they're essentially the same, but it's possible there's some differences between the two. The only difference I've been able to find on the 990...
I don't think we need to... We can't talk about that, Fred, because the one that we received is confidential. So,
point of order,
it's very difficult to discuss what the differences are without talking about the one we're not supposed to talk about on the public stream.
And Jane Gatewood Jane Gatewood for a point of order.
Okay, Jane, you have a point of order. What's your point of order?
That my request was that we receive comments from Raul and or Armenino on those points that I raised. That was my request. I don't need any discussion about it now. I think it would not be a good use of our time.
Okay. Kim, I wasn't going to talk about anything confidential. The only difference I saw was Margie's signature on the public one and not on the private one.
Well, I've seen other differences, so I don't think we can discuss them.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me put on the stack, Kim?
Yeah, I do actually about something else, but thanks.
Okay. Brenda. Jane. I noted your requests, and I will try and pass them along to the two people you mentioned.
I just think it'd be beneficial if we got some feedback within the next week or two, as opposed to waiting for an entire month.
Okay, I'll see if I can arrange that. Okay, Brenda, you have the floor.
So a couple of things in regards to 990. One is that it's available on the website. Two is that I did want to bring up the fact that I know a lot of times we want to talk to the auditors, but sometimes it'd be best for us to write down our questions and probably pass it on to the committee so that way we're not asking the same questions and then having Armenino respond to us, so having the messages forward to the auditors. And then the second thing I wanted to, and this is in regards to your report for, in regards to the election, I do want to make a motion in regards to that because I did speak to Margie, and she did mention, so when it'd be appropriate, I'd like to make a motion in regards to the issue of the balloting.
Okay. We should take up the elections, have a discussion of that after the current discussion about the audit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Before we go to the next person, I would suggest that people, if they have specific questions to the auditor, they send them to me and I can collate them all and send them to the auditor and to Raul, you know, as a, in one email rather than a bunch of scattered emails. Okay, Hank, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just want to bring to people's attention that there is a lot of talk about this being a rushed audit to deal with CPB issues, which isn't really the case. It's not only not rushed, it's delayed and appears to be delayed yet again for the rest of this month into next month, when hopefully it will begin and it'll be finished by the end of the year and all that. You know, people are running around with the assumption that at some stations that CPB money is still coming. It is not. It is stopped, and there is a chance we could recoup some of it, but we have not met our end of the deal. So I want people to be aware of that, and also that this audit is not the direct result of having to handle those issues. Now, in nonprofits, you have to be audited in California, I believe, bi-yearly, every other year.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Hank. Your voice has been breaking up. Would you repeat the last thing you said?
Yeah. You know, nonprofits in California have to be audited at least biannually, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, incorrect. That's actually incorrect. The law is that if a nonprofit has less than $500,000 in income, they can they can have a biannual audit. But if their income is over $500,000, they have to do it every year.
Yeah. At any rate, the audit is a result of CPB was my main point. The last nonprofit I worked at there was less than $500,000 a year.
Okay. Maria, Elena, you have the floor.
Well, I just have questions that have never really been directly answered when I raised them as an elected delegate of the KPFT local station board many times, and that is, first of all, what were the causes, and isn't it true that there was a direct link with certain provisions around reaching a certain percentage of the minority population within the relevant broadcast area during the contract period, and didn't that have something to do with the loss of the CPB money? And our station manager has danced around that question in every direction, but straight.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Well, in any event, I just simply want an answer to that question: is whether what were the causes for the loss of the CPB money, and isn't it true that it was directly linked to the fact that, at least in the case of KPFT, we were not reaching at least 40% of the minorities, according to the latest Census Bureau numbers, within our broadcast area. I'm just simply asking that question. Isn't that true? I'm trying to get down the cause.
Maria, there's a point of order on the floor. I'm sorry. Who's asking the point of order?
Hank, KPFT.
Who's this? Who's asking
Hank
for
Lamb.
The point of order?
Hank Lamb, KPFT.
What is your point of order, Hank?
This is not an issue for this committee. And there is a report by the CPB that I can discuss with Maria Elena regarding that. And it has been discussed in our LSB meetings. And I'm not sure how you missed it or Maria Elena, but yes, that is a part of what happened at KPFT, but it's not an audit committee issue.
Well, what are the causes of the loss of the CPB money is directly related to a loss of income that, well, so, let me go on to the second.
It's not our audit committee, though.
I guess the chair has the right rule on the point of order.
This is Kayla.
Yeah, I'm a little conflicted here. I don't want to censor or inhibit people from asking questions, but I think it's, you know, the CPB money is relevant to the audit committee. The chair can't answer that question. That question should be provided by management.
Let me go on to my second question.
And that is
whether or not the auditors have made arrangements or intend to make arrangements with regard to an on-site auditing of KPFT in Houston, Texas. We have not had an on-site auditing for over 4 years, and maybe even more. And there are serious questions being raised as to exactly what kind of income is being made available through what is referred to as underwriting or special kinds of donations, and those questions can only be answered by real thorough on-site auditing. That's the second question. Are there arrangements being made for an on-site auditing at KPFT? And then the last question is it true that in order to finance the auditing, there was a comment made by one of the PNB members to the effect that KPFT was the only station that had the money to pay for that kind of auditing. So those are my three questions, and surely there can be some answers.
Maria, would you put those? Yes, Kim.
Can I speak? Can I?
Are you making a point of order?
No, I'm not. I would like to speak to some of these issues, and you can speak after me, okay?
Go ahead, Kim. I'm letting you go ahead of John Goldmacher.
I was on track before Donald got on the phone.
Okay, Kim.
I don't need to be on the stack. It's fine.
Okay, Kim. Say what you have to say.
And it may be what you were going to say, Fred, but I think that we should gather all these issues. Jane has the same issue about a visit to PFW and a visit to T, and ask them, like, we can, you know, I'm writing them down. We can just make a list.
I'm attempting to write them down also.
Yes, so we can just make a list of what we want to ask him, you know, during this meeting, so all your questions can get answered. The audit, there are several CPB issues, and the audit needed to be completed by June in order to qualify for CPB money for last year. That did not happen. You know, we're going into September now before the audit. So unless there's some miracle, we're not qualified. We can't qualify for CPB money for last year because we have not even started our audit. As for my understanding, and I've seen the document, maybe I can find it, KPFT lost some of its CPB money because of their lack of programming geared towards minorities. only some of that money. KPFK lost all of its money due to total low listenership. So we're totally out of the game for this year. It's fine if you want to request a site visit. I don't think that's going to happen because all of this costs money. And every station, perhaps maybe not KPFA, is behind deficit spending. So no station has extra money right now. I'm not sure of the exact status of KPFK, but it ain't good. So it's all this juggling around. I mean, we do have cash flow, but it's not quite enough. I guess that. You don't need a site visit to know how much money is coming in from underwriting. I mean, that's all paperwork. That's electronic, emails. There's no reason for a site visit if you just want to understand what money is coming in from underwriting. So there are two, you can request a site visit, but for that reason, I don't think that's going to really mean much to the auditor.
Kim,
I'm done. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say before Kim demanded the floor that people who have these questions really should put these down in an email and send them to me so that we can get them all together, collected, and present them at one time to the auditor to get them answered. As to which stations the auditors will make site visits on, usually they determine that themselves based on the paperwork. And usually they do three of the five stations every year. So I don't know if we can specify that they visit every station, even though every station may have issues. That's all I'm going to say. John Goldwalker, you have the floor.
As I said, I just was checking in to tell you I was present. I didn't need to be on the stack.
Okay. It sounds like you're sick or you have a sore throat.
Don't worry about it. It's under control. Thanks.
Okay. Is there anybody else that would like to speak on the stack at this point in time?
Only one last, if I could speak one more time, Maria Elena here.
Yes, go ahead, Maria. I'm not going to restrict you.
Thank you. Maria Elena, first of all, I wanted to say with regard to the situation involving the auditing and KPFT, there's some real serious questions that I raised in any event at the last proposed budget meeting, and which I did not approve of, but I can't speak for the majority. My main point is that there was a budget that was presented that did not take into full account the 17% of the income, supposedly, which is being formally requested to go from KPFT to the national.
Point of order.
My question is,
Kim, what's your point of order?
This is the Finance Committee. Those matters deal with the budgets. That's the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee. We don't deal with budgets. This is the audit only.
Well, in any event, let me get back to the audit strictly then, and that is, and my question is this, when the audit occurs, and the reason I believe it's so important for an on-site visit where KPFT is concerned is because there's a special and a very unique situation with the station at KPFT, and that is that we use a property that was donated to Pacifica Foundation many, many years ago. And that's why we have a completely rent-free space for our studios. And that property is located in the state of Texas, and there have been previous attempts made, and there are ongoing attempts to break off CPFT from the Pacifica family and to take ownership over that property. And that's why I think it's so important for there to be an on-site auditing in order to see what other kinds of in-kind donations or services are being made available to KPFT stations that are not made available to others. All of a sudden, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of noise on the line, and I don't know if that can be heard.
Your voice is breaking up a little bit, but I've been able to understand you quite well. Continue.
But that is why that's a point that I wanted to raise, and it's unique to KPFT, the fact that we have rent-free studio premises, which is in a 100-year-old house in a very, very high maintenance kind of neighborhood with regard to property taxes. And, of course, KPFT has been trying to get back a refund on property taxes that supposedly were paid, and then that was overturned. And that has never been collected on, but supposedly there's a chunk of money there that's supposed to go back to it. But my whole point in calling for an on-site audit, especially at KPFT, is because of the fact that it has access to an extra bundle of money that ordinarily would go toward paying the rent of the studios. And that go, you know, in the cases of the other four. But I wanted to make it very clear that there's a motion afoot, and it's been brought up repeatedly during my two-year tenure as an elected delegate, or a year and a half tenure, and even before that, that KPFT break off from the Pacifica family and base. And base that upon the development of a different nonprofit corporation to essentially that would pick up the pieces and in anticipation of Pacifica and KPFT going into bankruptcy. So this is
point of information, Chair.
But the audit,
hold on, Maria.
What is your point of information?
My point of information is I understand that my colleague from Texas, from Houston, is making some good points in regards to the audit that needs to happen. She decides that audit should happen on site. But I think the other issue is the governance committee issue. In regards to, you know, whether somebody's going to break away or not, I think those concerns should definitely be raised at the governance committee.
Is this so, Lawrence who's speaking?
Yes,
Lawrence?
Sir.
Okay. Your point of information is noted. Maria,
okay.
Maria, I think you need to complete your what you have to say.
Okay, and I take that under advisement, but I just that's another reason why it's so important for an on-site audit. But in addition to that, the audit should show whether or not there are in-kind donations. When I say in-kind, I mean in terms of this kind of you know, this is the biggest kind of donation, of course, and it's been ever since KPFT came into existence in 1970. And then KPFT, you know, I won't say who, but certain folks in management over the past decades have been claiming, oh, well, KPFT is in the black. Well, actually, as of the 2013 audit, and it should show that there, at least as of September of last year, KPFT was operating not in the black at all. It was operating on a deficit budget. And that was, and I'm not sure to what extent that audit reflected that deficit, taking into consideration that KPFT does not have to pay one penny in rent for its studios. So that is the question, and that is, to what extent is KPFT really operating on a deficit if it were, okay, you know, to be taking into consideration that we do not, that we use a Pacifica Radio Foundation property donated for the use of our studios.
Okay. Are you finished?
Hank,
yes.
Yes, Hank. Let me respond a little bit.
Briefly.
Yes. Please don't press phone buttons. In any case, the auditors will make their decision which stations to visit based on the entire Pacifica organization. KPFTX is not the only station that is in deficit, unfortunately. And the entire organization has got problems. So the auditors are going to base their decision on where they do their detailed investigation based on the entire organization and what they find in the national office documentation. And that's the only generalization I can make. We can request that they put extra effort into one or two stations, but we can't really tell them how to do the audit. Okay, Hank, you've got the floor.
I just want to talk about it. I'll just say, Maria Elena, if you want to discuss some of these matters, I have a little information that I can share. It doesn't need to go out over, you know, nationally, but you're sort of on point with a couple of those things, and a couple of them are like saying we have an extra pocket of money somewhere for rent because we don't pay rent. It's just an expense we don't have. It doesn't mean there's extra money. We have the amount of money we have. It's just not one of our bills. And, you know, we're pretty clear on how much money we raise.
This is Kim.
Hank, are you finished? Yeah, I assume you're finished. So, Kim, you have the floor.
KPFK's building has been paid off. I don't know how long. So we don't pay rent or a mortgage. I mean, we're still running a deficit. So that's just the nature of, I think KPFA's building is paid off. So just consider that KPFT's building is paid off. And I mean, maybe, Hank, you don't want to have this argument in public, but if you have alternate information to what Maria Elena has told us, it would seem better than letting people be misinformed in public to, you know, give the other side of the information. Just, you know, I think, you know, it's a good idea to not leave people with misinformation. So, if you have different information, I'd like to hear it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. William Hairwagon for the Spec.
William, you have the floor.
Thank you. Most of the subjects just brought up, I think all of us or most of us can agree, are not real topics for the audit committee. And to suggest that some topics that aren't really for the audit committee, that somebody else should add more information, seems rather obtuse to me. We're supposed to be doing audit business here, and we're not doing much audit business. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Is there any more discussion for on this topic?
Chair, point of information, Chair. This is Lawrence.
Yes. What's your point of information, Lawrence?
I joined the call about 15 minutes late, and I'm just wondering if there is an agenda.
We have a very bare bones agenda for tonight because there's not a lot of information that we have. Lawrence, did you receive the documents that I sent out yesterday?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Fred. I did get them.
Very good. Well, the next point on the agenda, I believe, is the election of chair. of the audit committee.
Wait. Before we move up there, this is Kim. Can I say one thing?
Yes, Kim, you can have the floor.
Okay. I just wrote down pretty much what everybody said. If any two questions you'd like answered or to pare this down. So these are the questions that will go to the auditor and the CFO. Gatewood requests site visit by auditor to PFW. Castellanos requests site visit by auditor to KPFT. Well, I wrote down all the issues.
Auditor.
Jane Gatewood for the stack.
That he was speaking.
I've got you, Jane.
Errors in 990 and the CPB money.
Okay. Kim, are you finished?
Yes.
Okay, Jane, you have the floor.
Fred, I think that you understood what I was asking for, but I just wanted to come back on a different point. The issue here at WPFW has to do with concerns that money wasn't handled properly. And in addition, I will have to say that all of the prior year audits that I have been involved with have recanted problems that have occurred year after year having to do with money handling procedures. Checking, we don't have systems in place to make sure that errors aren't being made. And my question for the committee, and it's not one that can be answered tonight, but I think it needs to be on the agenda, is what is the role of this committee in addressing those procedural issues, which I can predict that this audit is going to basically say none of the problems that have been pointed out into in the past year have been resolved. So I guess that's something that I think we need to get, we might as well try to get ahead of the ball on, because that's what we're going to be hearing.
This is Kim. Can I be recognized?
Hold on one second, Kim. What you're referring to, Jane, are usually called financial controls within the organization. Okay, Kim, you have the floor.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion that we meet at the next meeting in closed session for a period of time, and we review the management letters, and we go over it, and we start making a list of what needs to be done, and start asking management, trying to get management to correct these things.
Jane Gatewood, I second that motion.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. I guess we open up the discussion at this point.
I just have a point of information, Chair. I guess it's a question for Kim.
State your point of information, Lauren.
Yeah, I don't know if those management letters have been released. Are we talking about the 2013 management letters, Ken?
We're talking about the ones from last year. Yes, Fred sent them out to the committee a long time ago.
Can I make a ruling, Kim? Lawrence, just for everybody's information, management letters are never released to the public. They are confidential to the organization. Okay, Kim, did you say what you had to say?
Yeah, I mean, this committee can see it. They are confidential. That's why I'm suggesting a closed session. And, we're the people that can see those management letters.
This is Don for the staff.
Don, you're at the top of the stack. You have the floor.
Okay, so if I'm trying to understand the flow of conversation here. What Kim, you're requesting is that we look at management letters for the past fiscal year.
The audit has, the auditor does an audit.
No, I know that.
Public document, mm-hmm. And then there is what's called a management letter, mm-hmm. which generally lists. I don't know, it's confidential, it's more sensitive information, and it often has what Jane was talking about, certain deficiencies
okay.
that Pacifica has had over and over.
All right, so what I would like to request, or if you would accept a friendly amendment, that we not just look at the 1 year that was done this past year, but that we look at several years to see what in fact has been happening with the national office and the management of the national office and
this
the network.
This isn't the management of the national office.
I'm sorry?
Okay, it's mostly deficiencies at stations.
Well, good. Then let's look at those.
All of them.
Yeah.
Well, we can, let's...
Can we not have crosstalk, Kim?
Okay.
Jane requested the floor. Jane, you have the floor.
Just for clarity, we do not have any management letters for 2013 yet. The last audit we have is for the year ending 2012. So we have a management letter for that year from Armanino, and then we have the prior year's audit from Lost Wisdom. And we could even get a couple of years. I think that if we had at least two sets of management letters to look at, the most recent one from Ross Wisdom and then the one that Armanino just prepared for 2012, I think that would give us plenty to look at.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Janet, Brenda for the stock.
Okay, Brenda, you have the floor. Did I hear, Lawrence,
Thank
that you requested the floor?
Thank
Lawrence,
you.
Did you?
No, I have not. Thank you.
I'm sorry, who's okay, requesting the floor?
Hank.
Okay, Hank. Brenda, you have the floor.
I'd like to get this agenda moving. I feel we've been discussing the same issue. But with regards to the management letters, there's recommendations that they sent letters.
Brenda, are you still present? Hello?
I think we lost her.
Okay, Hank, you want to take the floor, and we'll let Brenda get back on when she gets back. Hank, you've got the floor.
I'm with Kim on this. We have the letter from last year. It covers a lot. The bulk of it is accumulated among the four stations, but the national office is equally deficient in controls, and just a system-wide failure to implement controls year after year. And
sorry, I got cut off.
Brenda,
wait,
I can take. Brenda,
that's
I can take.
Go ahead.
And,
yeah, go ahead.
Brenda, I gave Hank the floor. I'll let you back have the floor as soon as he's finished. Hank, you want to continue?
Yeah, just for one moment. If we can just get last year's letter implemented, it will cover the stuff that's in the, you know, like Kim says, it's been repeated year after year after year. And last year was a pretty inclusive list of failures on controls. That's it.
Okay. Brenda, you
Hi.
Have the floor.
Okay.
By the way, your sound is booming a lot. It's very, very loud.
Sorry. Just wanted to let folks know after we look at the management letters that we make.
I can't hear you.
I can't either.
Is there Bluetooth or speaker? It sounds like.
Can you hear me better?
We can hear you better now.
Okay. And to go ahead and send those recommendations or those motions to the PMB to pass so we can implement those at the station. So I think we should just look forward to those letters, set up an agenda item for the next meeting, and then move forward from there.
I don't understand. This is Kim. I don't understand what you said.
We read over the management letters, and in there it talks about the various things that are happening at each station that should be remedied. And so in order for us to do that is that we have to implement policies both at the national level and at our local stations to be able to do that, to improve a lot of the comments that the auditors mentioned about our individual stations.
This is Kim.
Kim, could you reread your motion and
so the motion, everybody knows.
The motion is Kaufman moves to have closed session next meeting and review management letter and try and see that management is working to correct the deficiencies. I prefer not to decide now what we might do next week, next month. Like, let's just read them, you know, before the meeting and have a discussion about what we want to do then. You can't call the question in a committee meeting, but I'd rather not try and decide or control what are the results of our next meeting are going to be. I'm recommending that we read the letter and have a session and discuss it and come up with what ideas we want to do based on. I've read the letter, but not, you know, in a long time. I'd like to refresh. So that's my thought. Thank you.
Chair, point of information, please.
That's Lawrence. Yes.
Yes.
What's your point of information?
So my point of information is whether we're looking at the management letters that were produced in 2012, or are we looking at the management letters that were approved and I don't know if they were sent out or not for 2013. I haven't seen them.
This is Kim. I will specify. The last management letter we received, which is from the fiscal 2012 audit, that is
okay.
The last audit we
That's
have.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
If you want to go back at the next meeting, if we still want to read more, then we can request previous management letters. But for right now, I think just getting through one and having a discussion about it will be plenty to do. That was my motion.
Jane Gatewood for the SAC.
Jane, you have the floor.
I specifically requested that we all members have the two most recent, the year ending 9/30/2012 and the prior one. I think.
So was that an amendment, Jane?
Yeah, that's what I. Somebody else mentioned they thought having 2 years would be helpful, and I agree. I think 2 years would be perfect. I don't think we have to look at more than 2 years, but I think seeing the one, because Ross Wisdom had a different style of writing, and I think it's very instructive. If you start by reading Ross Wisdom's, because he did a recap, and then you go back and you look at what Armenino wrote, I think the committee members should make a commitment to reading those two sets of management letters and coming back for an informed discussion in executive session about what steps should be taken to try to deal with it, because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Jane, do you, if you want, you can formally request the chair to send out the last 3 years of management letters. I have those.
I point of order, I just put that down as an amendment, okay? That was Jane's amendment to have the last 2 years. So.
Okay.
That's good enough. I don't think we need three. I think that the two is plenty to read.
The year before that was Ross Wisdom also, I think. Or somebody.
No.
They did a bad audit, so I don't
know. No, they did it. What happened when she said? I don't know where that came. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's the chair's. The chair can send out 3 years, and people can see three different styles of management letter. And I think all of them are useful. There's useful information. You can see what has been reoccurring year after year. I think a little better if you have a bigger view. But in any case, does the committee still want to discuss this this motion? Or would people like to vote on it? Is there any objection to Kim's and Kim's motion?
Is there any objection to Jane's amendment first?
Okay. I'm getting ahead of myself. Jane, would you restate your amendment?
I'll read it. To review last 2 years of the of management letters.
Is there any objections to Jane's amendment?
I'm not hearing any.
The amendment passes. Now we go back to the main motion.
Kaufman moves to have a closed session next meeting and review the last 2 years of management letters and try and see that management is working to correct the deficiencies.
Okay. Is there any objections to the motion?
Jane Gatewood for the stack.
Do you have
any
objections? We're considering a motion. Do you have any objections to the motion?
Well, no.
If not, it passes. So, Kim, the next agenda will have your item as I will set aside some executive session time for the committee.
Fred, point of order.
Jane, what's your point of order?
I mean, the motion is fine, but I just want to make it clear that I think that this committee needs to figure out enough said, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm just trying to move the committee along.
Good idea.
We're already at an hour and 10 minutes.
Mark, point of information.
What's your point of information?
I would like to know whether Pacifica has any written fiscal policies. Because what we're discussing is amending fiscal policies, and I don't even know if they exist. I've been asking and asking and asking for a chart of accounts. I can't get a straight answer on that. But fiscal policies, policies to be used to determine how money is received at each station, which is a recurring problem on our audit letters.
Jane Gatewood, Mr. Stack.
That was Robert Mark. That was Robert Mark speaking and asking that question. Okay, Jane, you have the floor.
I think that chart of account questions, I think, would be a good one to add to the questions to ask Raul. The other question is that when I came back on the board in 2009, I did a major reformatting of a document that Richard Uzel sent me that had to do with those fiscal policies, and I have no idea what they did with it after I reformatted it. I've put it all into an editable format. I don't know what they did with it.
Thank you, Jane.
William Hairwagon for the stack.
Jose Fuentes for the stack.
Jose. Okay, William, you have the floor, and I'm putting Jose on the stack.
There was the financial policies and procedures manual issued probably 5 years ago when we met, the PNB met in Newark, New Jersey for the New York meeting. I think it was about 5 years ago. And nobody seems to remember that exists. It does exist. It included many procedures on how to process various financial papers and records. So we should look for that.
Jose, you have the floor. If William is finished.
At least APFA. It would be great if Jane and Richard can find the policy and send them some pieces to go forward with. And often trying to find information, but hard to find.
Jose, your audio is breaking up really badly. It's hard for me to hear what you're saying.
There?
Just like a wind blowing.
I'm just asking if Jane and Mr. Hairwagon can find these documents and send them to us so we can have them, as the national office is having trouble locating documents.
I think Richard used, I'm sorry, Fred.
Trying to get them from Richard is we're still trying to get minutes from him, and he won't. So
I guess I would, there's nobody else on the stack. I guess I would remind the committee members that financial controls are really a responsibility of Pacifica management. And whether, I don't know if there's formal documents or, but it seems to me that that's a major function of the CFO. And the responsibility of the CFO to make sure that that there is a system in place to
check
the
balance.
Check.
And hang to the stack.
Yeah. Robert, you have the floor, and then Hank will have the floor.
Well, that what you just said makes no sense to me. We keep getting the same comments over and over and over from the auditor, and we don't know if the reason we get these comments is because our procedures are deficient, or if the reason we get these comments are because we have a procedure that isn't being followed. And unless you take the problem and look at it, analyze it in comparison to our policies, we don't know whether we need to chastise someone for not following the policy or whether we need to recommend a change to the policy.
Thank you, Robert.
This is Kim.
Kim, Hank has got the floor next. I'll put you after him, okay?
All right.
Hank, you got the floor.
Okay. There's somebody that is holding their hand over the phone rather than muting their phone. That's what's creating the wind tunnel and the wind effect. And
is that better?
Please, folks, we're adults. We know how to mute our phones. Let's please do that.
Kim, you have the floor.
I agree with... oh, man. I agree with Robert. That's what I think we should discuss next week. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the next meeting, Robert. That's why we should go through this and take a look and ask those questions. Thank you.
Well, the stack is empty at this point in time.
Orders of the day.
Well, we've cleared Kim's motion off the floor. The next point on the agenda would be to go over the status of the election of chair for this committee. Unless anybody has any more comments to make about about the audit and talking to the auditors, I think the next point will be the status of the election. We were supposed to have had the election. I'm moving us to the election of the chair. We were supposed to have had election by email ballot for the chair by this meeting, and that didn't take place. All I know is that the national office didn't get around to sending out the ballots or appointing anybody at the national office to actually handle the election. If somebody has more information, I immediately notified after last month's meeting, Margie and Serene that we needed to have an election for chair of this committee, and I got confirmation that they would handle it, and it didn't take place, and I can't say anything more for them. I did see Brenda's email to Margie on what was going on, and unfortunately, I think that was about a week and a half ago. So I can contact Margie again and see if we can't somehow expedite this election. Anybody want to speak on this issue?
Thank you, sir.
Hank, you have the floor.
can you remind me who the candidates for the position are?
Well, I'm one of the candidates, and Brenda is the other candidate. There were several other people nominated that declined. I actually dug out the email ballot from last year, and I will volunteer to send that to Margie, but I can't send that. I can't do it. It's a conflict of interest on my part to have anything to do with the election.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim. You have the floor.
I mean, I'm the secretary. I'll facilitate whatever needs to be done. I'm just not sure what I should or could do.
It seems like a pretty easy. It seems like a pretty easy task to me, but.
This is Lawrence.
And Jose, Lawrence is for the stack.
Okay,
yes.
I got Lawrence and Jose.
So I don't have a problem with Kim mediating it or pushing it forward. I think it's basically we need to ask for the national office to send out the ballot to the committee members. I mean, I don't think it's rocket science, you know. So that's it.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Jose.
My proposal at last meeting, and Kim was off the phone by then, was to have Kim Kaufman send out email ballots as we did to populate these committees when there was when they were contested at the national level, and that would move us forward as the chair and the secretary seem to be busy.
This is Kim.
You have the floor, Kim.
I didn't hear that on the audio that I went back and listened to. It has to be tabulated by somebody who's neutral. And generally, they would ask the national office, like Lachelle, in the national office. I'm not sure she's ever done that. And then you would have two people come in and watch her as she's, printing out the ballots and counting them. I mean, that's the way it sort of worked as well as it's ever worked previously. But I should not be receiving the emails to count them by myself. Take them over to the station and have two people there monitoring them or something. But it works, and maybe Lachelle has been really busy up there. I don't know. I don't know what the holdup is. Maybe it just Margie forgot. Don't know.
Lawrence to the stack.
Lawrence, you have the floor.
Yeah, would it be difficult for the secretary to communicate with Margie or who's ever kind of responsible? And the other option is we did have a contested election for the finance committee where two members from KPFA with observers did count the ballots and. There was no disputing it, so that seemed to be a possible fair process. But I don't have an issue with the secretary in her official capacity communicating to see if we could move things along.
This is Kim. I will take the responsibility of communicating to get this done with national office. And keep the committee, informed as I move along. How's that?
Kim, that sounds fine to me. Is there any objections?
No.
What is the last point on the agenda? I'm trying to look that up here. Oh, if there's no objections, then we can move to the last point on the agenda, which is the 990 and 199 tax returns that were filed. Okay. I assume everybody on the committee has received copies of that Raul gave me yesterday of those documents. Have people had a chance to look those over? And Raul, I guess I could read Raul's comment. Obviously, these are preliminary returns that were filed, because if we didn't file them at this date, we would be fined for not filing them. So they're not assumed to be correct, or at least audited versions of the tax returns. So I'm opening this topic up for discussion to the floor.
Well, this is Kim. I think it was Jane in the beginning who said she would like some of the answers that somebody has asked about those. I have another one, a pretty big error that he had the officers of the PNB wrong on 990.
These are the officers from 2013.
I think 2012. Yeah. No, well, it's the FY 2012 I-90. Hold on, I have to get off for a second.
Okay. Would somebody else like the floor at this point?
Yes, Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, Lawrence, you have the floor.
And this is more of a question. In regards to these 990s, I know you send them out for it, but I haven't had the opportunity to review them. So I just hope you can take that into account. I don't know if any other committee members have had the opportunity to review them as well.
The chair is only glancing an opportunity to look them over.
Okay.
Does the committee find these forms of any value at this point in time? I'm just trying to initiate some discussion here. It's getting late, and I assume Kim is going to be returning.
Jane Gateway for the stack.
Jane, you have the floor.
I would like to move that we adjourn. I think that we should compile questions that we have about the 990. I mean, the text that you forwarded to us makes it clear that this document is subject to corrections and amendments as the audit is included. My questions at the beginning of tonight's call, I would like the auditor and or a CFO to comment on those errors that were pointed out to us in writing, just because they seem like pretty egregious errors, and I'm curious as to how those occurred. But I think that seeing as how, you know, it's subject to revisions as the audit is proceeding, and I think the best thing we could possibly do would be to submit any additional questions that we have about that document to you, and ask that they be answered either in the open or closed session when we meet next month, as whatever is appropriate.
Or as soon as possible.
Oh, right. In writing in advance would be even better. That's correct. Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay. Thank you, Jane. I think that's the most useful thing we can do is
is to assist the CFO by asking appropriate questions. And anybody else would like to speak at this point?
This is Kim.
Did you miss what Jane had to say?
I guess. Was it something I needed to write down, Jane, to a question or something?
No, I basically think we should adjourn.
Oh, I wanted to see if you wanted to review the stuff I've written down or just send it to Fred and let him send them.
I think Fred knows what I was asking for. Maybe, Fred, could you send out your draft letter to the whole committee before you send it to the out, just so that if you missed anything, we can let you know before you send it out?
Yeah, Jane, that seems appropriate. That way we can get the most value out of the questions that we do post to the auditor and to the CFO.
Yeah, I'll send him my notes, and he can start with that, and I might have missed up or whatever. You know, we want it to be a list of what everybody wants to ask, so.
Okay, the committee members understand that you should send me emails with any questions you think that would be useful to put to the CFO and to the auditor, and we'll compile these in some coherent fashion to put to those people. Okay.
Did somebody move to adjourn? If not,
Jane did.
Okay. Well, I moved to second to move.
Well, there's no second required. I hear any opposition to adjourning?
No.
No. We are adjourned. Thank you, people.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Maria.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, Maria.